Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 220 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host once again. Today, my guest is Krista Mayshore. And Krista is a digital marketing expert who made her bones in the real estate space and has developed from that a wonderful coaching program and a very comprehensive book describing how to market your business using digital marketing products. Now, you may be wondering, well, as attorneys, why should we really pay attention to somebody in the real estate market? Well, because the techniques and the methodologies used to market a business are common to all businesses, including our law practices. So she's really an engaging personality and a lot of vitality in her presentation. And I know that you're going to enjoy listening to her and we'll get a lot of information from it. So I'm very happy to present Krista Mayshore. Krista Mayshore, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Neil. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, Krista. And as I mentioned to you earlier, during this pandemic, you know, I've been taking this deep dive into digital marketing, and both personally for me, for my law firm, for the podcast, and just because I'm a tech geek, and it's interesting to me. And so we've gone through a stretch of episodes here where we've had a number of people speak on the subject, people like Joey Coleman and Nakia Gray and Andy Stickle, some of whom I think you probably are aware of.
Yes.
And so I'm thrilled to have you on board for today's episode. So for those who don't know you, Krista, do me a favor and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Krista Mayshore, and I am a digital marketing specialist. What I do is I teach people how to utilize social media and video to become the leading predominant authority in their marketplace. We love working with people locally. However, this strategy does work nationally. I used to be a teacher. I've got a master's degree in curriculum and instruction and taught for about 6 years. Then went into real estate for 19 years and I was in the top 1% of realtors nationwide for 18 out of the 19 years. And about 3 years ago, I decided to go into coaching. And so I was coaching realtors from across the country how to become the authority figure in their space and utilizing digital marketing and video and social media. And over the past 6 months, I have now, we are just launching this exact same strategy where we teach local professionals, such as your listeners, how to utilize video to really, really gain massive reach in their communities to be seen as the authority go-to expert.
You know, and it's interesting too, because I know if people start to Google around here and they're going to say, Krista Mayshore, I mean, she's all about real estate. I mean, that's her background. Why should I, as an attorney, listen, you know, to somebody who made their bones in the real estate market? And I think, you know, honestly, that's one of the problems with attorneys and lawyers and such, because we seem to think that our business is different from everybody else's business. Is that the principles that work for somebody who sells real estate, who uses digital marketing techniques to build their real estate business, has to be somehow different for a law firm? And nothing could be further from the truth. And I noticed that in your book, which we're going to talk to about here shortly, that the very first, well, almost case example and very first person that you recognized in the thank yous in the beginning of the book was a family law attorney.
Yep. especially for the type of attorneys that you kind of, you know, help. And that's a local attorney who doesn't work for a big law practice. This is, it works so well for, because you don't have the same kind of, you know, regulations that some of these big corporate attorney law firms might have, right? So what everyone has to understand is, as a professional, we are really good at what we do. And you go to school to become an attorney, you spend all this time and all this energy to get your law degree. And then when you get out, you have no idea how to market, right? So you might be the very best attorney in the whole world, but if nobody knows about you, if they don't know you, they don't see you, and they don't hear you, they're never going to know you, right? So we teach professionals such as attorneys how to become known on a massive level. And it's you know, I'm not sure the kind of things that attorneys do to get customers or clients, but maybe they, you know, they might have lunch and learns, or maybe they might, you know, go to, you know, commerce events, or maybe they might do, you know, the B&I networking and that type of thing.
Exactly.
And, right. Is that it? Okay, great. So now those things work, right? But what I teach attorneys and professionals to do is how to be seen by the masses, right? So we teach you how to be seen by thousands and thousands of people over and over again, how to get hundreds of hours of watch time on every single video that you produce. Now, I understand that video is scary and people are worried about doing video and they don't like the way they look or sound, or, you know, they don't like it. Everyone's uncomfortable, but it is the quickest way to position yourself as the authority figure in any profession. And I say any, and that's the reason why in the book that I wrote, you'll see so many examples. We've got, you know, a dance studio instructor. We've got insurance agencies. We've got divorce attorneys. We've got financial planners. I interviewed, you know, multiple types of people that utilize this type of strategy, and it works because, you know, you're playing small. Like, you're hoping that when you go to this chamber of commerce or when you go to this B&I networking group, you're only being seen by those small amounts of people. Well, you want to be seen by everyone over and over and over again, so that you have top of mind awareness, so that you're referred more, so that they can see, you know, you can advise and give information and give value, and you can serve your community. And the more you serve, the more you will sell. And then if you can start giving people relevant content, right? Because your content is doing more selling for you than ever, and it never goes away. So the more that you can produce content that speaks the language to somebody. So for example, somebody's in a particular situation. I'll just use this example, and it's not really the best one for attorneys, but I'm going through menopause, right? I'm 49 years old. And so I'm having hot flashes. If I see something about hot flashes or night sweats, like, I want to read that because I have not hot flashes and night sweats. But if I see something about how to gain muscles as a 25-year-old man, I'm ignoring it, right? So the more that your content speaks the language to your consumer, your client avatar, and the more you can deliver them more of that content, and you can tell what they're listening to, what they're watching, for how long, and then give them more of that, the more likely they're going to convert and see you as the authority.
The thing is also that the traditional types of marketing approaches that attorneys take, referral marketing and, you know, as you said, speaking engagements and B&Is and the like, it's very hard to scale that up because you're at the mercy of who's in attendance, one, or B, how much time you physically can put into the effort. Whereas with the digital marketing platforms available to us now and using a process as a system as you've laid out in the book, you can scale that to a massive level, the kind of reach and depth that is impossible to do via any other type of methodology.
Absolutely. You can't. I mean, think about it. We're teaching you how to reach the masses, not the many, right? Not the few. You want to reach the masses. And, you know, the truth of the matter is people forget about us. Even when you are in that B&I group or at that Chamber of Commerce group, when people only see you once a month or once a week, they're not reminded. But when we teach you how to be seen where people are looking, people are online, just Facebook alone, people go there an average of 51 minutes a day. They go there 17 times a day. And so when you continue to show up and they see you, they don't forget about you. Your referrals go up. People want to continue to go back to you. They want to utilize your services again, and they want to refer you to their friends and family. it works on a massive level, and it works for anything. I've taught a gal who sells t-shirts how to go from $0 to $18,000 in a month selling t-shirts using this strategy, right? Yep. Locally.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, attorneys oftentimes, well, I'm going to make an appointment to have lunch with another attorney once a week, some attorney, so that I can network. Okay, you're just speaking to one person. Then I gotta ramp that up. I have to leverage that. So now I'm gonna try and do some speaking engagements where I'm speaking to, you know, a homeowners association or a PTA or a mom's group or whatever. Okay, now I've got 100 people listening to me, maybe. Okay, that's still, we're talking about 10 orders of magnitude more reach with something like the digital platforms that are available to us now, where you can spend that same 3 or 4 minutes creating a video and reach 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 people.
Absolutely. So we have hundreds of cases where we can show how our students very quickly can go on the first page of Google because of producing video content, and how they can get anywhere from, you know, 80 to 600 hours of watch time on every single video that they produce. Spending, you know, $100. Imagine spending $100 I just have one of my students recently, she said, I just spent $36 and I have 86 hours of watch time in 7 days.
Yeah.
$36, I have 86 hours of eyes watching you. Video, when you have a video on a landing page, conversions increase by 800%. 64% of consumers say that a video helps them in their purchasing decisions, in their purchasing power. I have to tell you, people are buying you, that you are a product, you are a service. People are buying you. If they're 64% more likely to buy you and want to work with you because they've seen a video on you, and you're showing your videos for hundreds of hours all the time, and then you're taking that video and you're then repositioning it in other areas, so everywhere they go online, they're seeing you, you are just setting yourself up for success. It's impossible for it not to work. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a little bit of time. You know, when I first started coaching, the research was that it takes about 12 times for somebody to click on you after seeing you. Now it's 33 because there's a lot of competition. Sure. So we have to get in the habit of, I call it the 8 C's. You need to commit to consistently producing content correctly, meaning correctly distributing it so that people actually see it, and giving out the correct type of content so that you can make a connection with your community and you're more likely to convert more clients, right? Now there's two things there, consistency and correctly distributing it, because anyone can produce video content. But if you just post your video on your business page, your personal page, because of Facebook's algorithm, they're not letting anyone see it, right? The only people that are seeing it are the people that are already currently interacting with you. It's your friends and your family. The goal is to get the rest of the world, of your community, to see it.
Right.
And you do that, as you know, Neil, by properly utilizing the back end of Facebook, creating ads, or the back end of whatever platform that you specialize in. I specialize in Facebook, creating ads, you know, targeting people, retargeting people, creating lookalike audiences. And so you start everywhere you go, you're going to be known as, aren't you that attorney, right? Like you become known like almost in your town as a little local celebrity. And there's something called the parasocial relationship. And what that means is, based upon us as young people watching TV when we were younger, our brains have literally been programmed to see somebody on the other side of a screen and automatically start to see them as somebody of importance. And then we start to develop a one-sided relationship. Think about it. Is there a certain TV show that you like? Neil, do you watch TV?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but it's a perfect example, though, because I just finished watching West Wing on Netflix. And you get to the point where, you know, you have a personal relationship with those figures that you see on the screen over and over and over again.
Yeah. And you feel like you know them, like you're cheering for them, you're crying with them, you're mad with them, like you hate their enemies, you love the people that they love. That is no different when you're doing it as a local professional, as a local attorney. And you get in front of somebody and half the battle is already done because you're attracting the type of people that want to work with you. When they walk into your office, they already know you. They've already made their mind up. Now, some of you are saying, oh my gosh, no one's going to like me. Well, hey, here's the deal. People are either going to like you and be attracted to work with you, which means your job is going to be way easier because you're going to enjoy it more, or they're not going to like you, so they're not going to want to work with you. Not this one. So you need to make sure that, you know, you're detracting him. So your job becomes easier and you enjoy what you do more. You know, I can't tell you how many of my students say, man, I love what I do now because I enjoy who I work with because they're attracting the right people and it's easier. They're telling me, man, I didn't even have to sell. I just like, I walked in and they're ready to sign. They're ready to, you know, have me be their attorney or have me be their insurance agent or have me be their realtor because they already know me.
Right. So I wanted a segue here to the book itself. And before we do that, this isn't the first book that you've written. You've written several others before this.
Yes, I have written 4 books. 3 of them are best-selling, national best-selling books that I've written.
So just for my own geekiness now, this is just between you and me. what was your process for writing the book? How did you go about putting pen to paper, so to speak?
So I have an amazing editor and she would interview me for hours and hours and hours. And then she would transcribe all of the hours of our conversations and then help me organize those words into a book. So many people will do something what's called ghostwritten. This is not a ghostwritten book. This is actually a book that I did write. She just helped me sound smarter than I am. And she made it be more conversational. Well, and go ahead.
And that's the reason I wanted to ask. I didn't know that's the process that you use. But when I read the book, you know, look, these kinds of books that you get on digital marketing and marketing in general and business books and what have you, for the most part, I think they have like one good idea and they stretch it out into an entire book. And there's a lot of fluff and there's a lot, oftentimes, not always, oftentimes. And there seems to be an effort to try and impress folks with writing style that kind of gets in the way of the message. One of the things that I really liked about your book is how conversational it was. I really felt like from the very beginning, very introduction, that I'm having this conversation with you. I'm talking to you through the pages of this book. So it's interesting to hear that that's how you said it. That's how you actually created it because it comes through loud and clear and it makes it really easy to consume.
You know, and that was, thank you. That means a lot coming from you, Neil. That was my goal. My goal was not to throw all these crazy big words at you and show you how smart I am. Because quite frankly, I have a learning disability. It takes me a long time to learn things. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I'm great at applying principles that I've learned over the years from the Fortune 500 companies and putting them into practice. So the book was written in a way, number one, everything in it I've done, I've done it all. So it's not like I'm just taking ideas from other people. I actually have done everything that's in the book, as well as taught, you know, thousands of people from across the country to do it as well. But it was written in a way to make it fun and to make it to where you would actually implement it, right? Because the biggest barrier that people have is their own selves. And you said something at the beginning of this and it caught me. It really struck me. And you said, well, Krista, attorneys think that, you know, they're different. I'm going to just tell you something. Every single person thinks that their industry is different. Or it's not going to work for me because of this. Or there's already too many people in my area that are, you know, attorneys. Or
I'm too late to the game.
Yeah, I'm too late to the game. And I got to tell you something. You couldn't be more wrong. There isn't a profession that this strategy doesn't work for. And there isn't anybody who can't learn to do it. It's just like anything else. It's learning to do it and to get comfortable with it. And we really specialize in helping people feel comfortable doing video and getting out of their skin. And, you know, it just takes time and you can do anything with time and proper training and help. You really can do anything. And so it's just a matter of getting out of your own head. Part of it is really getting out of your head.
You started your law practice to ditch the firm life and be your own boss, but your practice is running you. The good news, being an attorney entrepreneur doesn't have to be this hard. Jesse and Megan, the lawpreneurs behind Jurisdiction, are working to build a new generation of solo practitioners who love being lawyers. This year, Jurisdiction is introducing a new program, Next Level Law Practice. Next Level Law Practice is a rigorous training program that provides the tools and business fundamentals for estate planning attorneys to start and grow a profitable and streamlined legal business. Next Level Law Practice gives you access to videos, worksheets, templates, one-on-one coaching, and live group sessions that allow you to ask questions and learn on your own schedule. To learn more about the program, visit thrivejd.com. That's thrivejd.com. They're even offering an exclusive coupon code for the Law Entrepreneur listeners. Just enter the code TLE150, that's like the Law Entrepreneur 150, for a $150 discount off your course registration. And welcome to the show, Jurisdiction. Support for today's episode comes from Ruby Receptionists, dedicated to helping you grow your practice one happy caller at a time. From their offices in Portland, Oregon, Ruby's live remote receptionists create an exceptional experience for your callers by answering calls live with your custom greeting, delighting callers in English or Spanish, transferring calls, taking messages, collecting new client intake, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist at a fraction of the cost. For 15 years, Ruby has been turning rings into relationships. For more information, call 844-895-7829 or visit callruby.com/lawentrepreneur. I was spoken about a book written by James Clear to our audience many times called Atomic Habits. And, you know, the premise of that book is in order to make life altering changes, you don't take off the big challenge and try and implement it all at once. You take little tiny itty bitty baby steps and you build upon that success. And when I read the book, it's clear that that's kind of the approach that you've taken to kind of walk the reader through. These are the different steps that you have to become familiar with and comfortable with. You take it one small step at a time, put one foot in front of the other, and you'll end up with success at the end.
Yes. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Everything seems so overwhelming. But I mean, if you want to have more time, you know, you got to think about this. So when you create a video, people will say, I don't have time to make a video and I'm too nervous. And I always tell them, you don't have time not to create a video. And here's why. When you create a video, you can take that video, you get that video transcribed, right? You can just send it to rev.com or happyscribe.com, get it transcribed. Then you take that transcription, clean it up, you know, add a few emojis to it and slap that onto Facebook. Then you take that transcription and that video and you do an ad on Facebook with the video. Then you take the transcription and the video, you put it on your website. Now, because it's on your website, you get SEO. So now you're going to start showing up on Google. Then you put that video on YouTube, because why do people go to YouTube? To compare, to contrast, and to learn. Now when that video goes onto YouTube, you're also getting more SEO because Google owns YouTube. I mean, it's just, I can go on and on about all the different things that you can do with this video. And now you start showing up on the first page of Google, and then you start niching. And when you niche on your subject, and that's what most of your attorneys are, I'm sure that you've got some family law and you've got some that are very specialized. But, you know, let's take the example of an attorney who is a divorce attorney, okay? And there's you know, 50 divorce attorneys in your area. But if you're a divorce attorney who specializes in how to go through a divorce when you have children amicably, right? And your messaging is all about, you know, teaching people how to go through divorce amicably and how to keep the kids happy and safe and to protect your kids during divorce. People that have kids that that's important to, you're who they are going to go to. Now, you can take that the opposite. I'm the kind of attorney that's going to screw you over, get you every dollar that you want, like I go for the throat. If that's you, then hey, niche on that, right? The more content that you produce that is around your niche and your subject matter, when people go to search for you and you properly distribute those videos, you're going to show up everywhere. And I guarantee you, when somebody's thinking about going through a divorce or, you know, doing the immigration like you had talked about or whatever they're doing, they are researching it. Like they're going online. And so I want to ask you, if your listeners, how are you with going online? 100% of consumers start their searches online. Everyone does. Are you online? Yeah. Or are you still, you know, at the BNI group?
Yeah. And you know, recently there's a well understood report generated by the folks who make the Clio, which is a practice management platform for attorneys. It's their annual legal report. And one of the observations that they've made consistently over the years is that legal clients, law clients are becoming more and more educated before they ever pick up the phone to call the attorney. They've done just exactly what you've said. They've done their research. They've looked at your website. They've watched your videos. They have listened to any kind of audio recordings that you have. They've read blog posts that you've written on the subject. So they already have a sense of what your message is before they get around to even calling you. That is, if you're present on those platforms. If you're not, they'll never know of you and they'll never call you. And, you know, just a little point that you made a second ago, you're talking about the platforms that are available to you. YouTube, I found this interesting the other day when I heard, YouTube is the second largest search engine.
Yes, creation, right next to Google.
Mm-hmm. Right next to Google and gaining fast. And, you know, my own experience is such that when I'm looking to do something or looking to learn something or looking to figure something out, I'm much more inclined to look these days on YouTube and then look it up on Google because I'm more of a visual learner.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I am too. And, you know, the stats around the use of video, did you know that in 30 days, more video content is uploaded in 30 days onto the web than in the past 30 years from all of the major networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, Lifetime, Primetime, all of them in 30 years. And, you know, all those combined in 30 years, there's more uploaded in 30 days.
It's staggering.
So, it's staggering. And people are going online. And so, you know, you're we're able to take people from their profession, brand new professionals that have just entering the market, are able to beat the top producing professionals within a year's time. So imagine there's one guy that's like they've been the head divorce attorney or the head put, you know, insert whatever you are.
The practice
and
area.
And then within a year, you've got this newbie coming in and just taking names because most of you are still utilizing old school methods and approaches. Sure. And that's okay. You know, you weren't taught, you're taught to do these things because unfortunately your people that are teaching you, they don't know any different.
No.
But people are going online. And so, you know, in your profession, you could very easily become irrelevant. Think about Blockbuster. Blockbuster, a $600 billion company, went out of business in 5 years because of Netflix, right? Think about Amazon. Amazon put everyone out of business. Yeah. And so video is your Amazon. Video is your Google. If you had Google stock, $100 worth of Google stock would be worth millions and millions of dollars now today, right? Same thing with Microsoft. Don't miss the boat because you're too afraid. And even if people are utilizing video, 99% of them are doing it incorrectly. So they're just posting it on their business page or their Facebook page. But again, no one is seeing it because these platforms, you have to beat the algorithm. How do you beat the algorithm? Well, number one, you can be organic, but the likelihood to actually have an organic video go viral is like less than 0.001%, right? Okay. The only way to do it is to beat the algorithm by paying the algorithm, right? You pay these platforms to get exposure. Now you produce a video and you have 150,000 people in your area see it. You have 9,000 people engage, like, comment, or share on it. And you have, you know, 400, 600, 700 hours of people watching it because you're paying for it. That's how you quickly dominate your profession.
And it is such an important distinction because I think there's so many of us, and I say us because I've done this, okay?
Yeah.
Who put up a post, maybe even include a video clip in the post. And our idea is to boost it. And Facebook allows you to boost it. And that gets you more reach for sure. And you can target that boosting to some extent. But that's completely different. It's a different paradigm than going through the back end of Facebook and purchasing the opportunity to place a video ad directly in front of your ideal client.
And being able to retarget them and then give them the right type of content. So let's just say you're
Boosting a post is really like making your billboard bigger.
Yes, exactly.
You're hoping people drive by it because it's bigger, more people will see it and remember it. But there's no way for you to know who drove by or what they did when they drove by, what impression it made upon them driving by. An ad is a completely different paradigm.
I love that analogy. I'm going to totally steal that from you. That is such a great analogy, and that's so, so true. So when you Remember, research shows that when you produce content that speaks somebody's language, right, they're more likely to raise their hand. Now, what is marketing? Marketing is attraction, right? Marketing is not your branding. Marketing is not branding. It's not your colors, your logos. It's attraction. Attraction is someone says, man, I want what they have. Why do they raise their hand and say they want what you have? Because your messaging speaks their language and it's exactly what they need. If you're the type of attorney who has multiple types of things that you do and you start creating content, you know, that around those multiple things, and you know what somebody's watching, whether they're watching, do they want a divorce? Do they want to get a will made? Do they need to, you know, set up for retirement? Like whatever type of things that you do, if you can put the right content in front of them because you know what they're watching, that's when you're more likely to convert.
Yeah. And the retargeting and refining the ad sets that then get presented to people who have interacted with your content in a way that you can understand and track just increases the value of or the potential for them to engage you as a client. I want to kind of wrap up here and address just one of the main points that you make in the book, and we'll talk at the end here about how our readers might go about getting a copy of the book, or our listeners. You make a point, and I think this is so important, that marketing is more than just leads. I hear so many folks who who present themselves as marketing strategists for attorneys, and even attorneys who have spent some time trying to understand the digital marketing space. Their concept always seems to be, I need a bigger top end to my funnel. You know, if I can just get 10,000 more leads, I'm going to be more successful. Your book makes a pretty pretty tight point that that's not really the case.
Yeah, leads are easy, right? Like to me, leads are the easiest thing to show somebody how to get. But it's like, once you have that lead, what do you do? How are you nurturing that lead? How are you offering value to that lead? And the more, you don't want a million leads. You want the right type of leads who are interested in exactly what you have to sell. So that way you're able to then convert them more easy, right? So instead of focusing on, you know, 5,000 people, maybe you focus on 100 really, really, you know, well.
Targeted.
You target them, you nurture them, continue to give them more of what they want. You continue to show up where they're looking, and then they have no choice but to want to use you because you're positioning yourself as the authority figure. You can do this as a brand new professional, right? You don't even have to have been experienced, but as a professional, you know about your profession. You know what you can talk about and things you can do, and you can show up as if you've been doing it for a very, very long time based upon the type of information that you're putting out there. Now, let's talk about information as well really quickly. It doesn't just need to be about your profession. You want to become basically the mayor of your town. Anything community or your profession related, you want to be remembered as, right? Because there's five things we need to think about when we're producing content. It needs to be exciting. It needs to be engaging. It needs to educate people. You need to be enthusiastic, and you need to encourage them to take action, right? So, And entertaining. Sorry, entertaining is a huge one. So you want to be able to also talk about things in the community, like, hey, I'm sitting here right now at the burger shop, and I just ate the best burger, and I'm comparing the jalapeno burger to the macaroni and cheeseburger, and here they both are, and I vote for the macaroni and cheeseburger. Which is your favorite flavor? Right? Things like that. And you might think, well, I'm an attorney, I'm too cool to do that, and I just got to wear my suit and look so cool. But really, because of that, you're losing business. You want to be able to become a person. You want to be able to show them who you are. You want to develop a relationship with people. Why is it that, let me ask you this question, Neil. What is the number one types of shows that do better than any other show on TV?
I'm thinking, what, reality shows?
You're so smart. It's reality shows. And you know why? Because people like to get into the lives of people. So you want to be able to get into the lives of the people. You want to break their barriers down. You want them to get to know you, to like you, and to trust you, and to see you as a real person. Because you attorneys can be kind of intimidating sometimes, right? So let them get to know you and see who you are. So that way you become a person, right?
Can I just give you an example of that? A personal example. The single largest, most often viewed blog post of mine had nothing to do with my practice. It had to do with a picture that I took when I was hiking in the mountains with my daughter in Utah, and we came upon a moose.
Oh.
You know? And I kind of wove that into a little bit about what we do and why we do it. But I don't know, maybe it was because I had a picture of my beautiful daughter in it as well. But which is exactly your point. They're not reading the blog post because of the overwhelming brilliance of my legal skills, or because it gave them a warm feeling about my law firm. It's because they got a little better picture of who I might be and how I might be able to work with them. And I think that's exactly your point.
It's exactly my point. And so let me give you an example. If you go on my personal page right now, you're going to see a picture of me that I posted yesterday. And I have had, you know, just an enormous amount of views on it. It's a picture of me where I took my, it's kind of embarrassing. I took my bra and I had to use my bra as a mask because I was out and I forgot my mask. And someone's like, you don't have a mask. So I went to the bathroom, took my bra off, put my bra on as a mask. And I was like, hey, when in need, here you go. And people were going crazy over it. Like, I mean, just hundreds of responses just in the past 24 hours. Right. So, and that's me getting to know me. And I'm a real estate coach and I'm a business coach and I'm I'm known in this community and people love it. They're like, I love you because you're just real, you know?
Well, Krista, listen, it dawns on me that we've been talking about this book now for half hour, 45 minutes, and we've not even mentioned the name of it. It's called The Ultimate Digital Marketing Playbook for Dominating Your Local Area.
Yes, that's it. So the Ultimate Digital Marketing Playbook for Dominating Your Local Area. And then we've got just a little, take the guesswork out of digital marketing, maximize your profits, and become the authority in your profession or business. Even in a bad economy. Now, I know you wanted to talk about how they can get this. We'll give you the link below. We're going to be, this is going to be going on Amazon in the next 10 to 30 days. We're working on a launch right now, but I will make sure I give your listeners the a digital copy of it so they can download a digital copy of it by texting in a certain number to get a copy of it. Great. And in the meantime.
Great. And I was lucky enough to get an advanced copy. And like I said, I mean, look, to be honest with you, I get advanced copies of the books from guests all the time. I skim them. I look for what I want to talk about. I read some portions. I spent a lot of time with this book because I really was engaging. It was focused right on exactly the topic that it says it's going to deliver. And, I get nothing out of this. So I have no vested interest to push this, but I think it's really a valuable resource, and I think attorneys who take advantage of your offer would be well advised to do so because it has some really valuable information and has potential of doing great things for them. And I wish you the best of luck with it. Well, I should also mention that Krista is the host of her own podcast called Fired Up with Krista Mashore, which is on my new rotation, part of my new rotation here. So I've been listening to you for a while now. And I, you know, if you're interested more in hearing about how Krista has implemented her system and has made it available in a number of different kinds of products, go to that podcast. You'll get everything you need to know.
Aw, thank you, Neil.
Krista, I couldn't thank you ever so much for being on our show today. And we'll have all that information about how to contact you, more information about the book itself in the show notes. And I hope to get back to you in a little while and compare notes and see how things are moving in the future as we come out of this, hopefully come out of this pandemic situation.
Oh, I appreciate it. I love what you're doing. Your show is great. And I just love your message, and keep it up. And everyone that's listening, just implementation is key. And, you know, don't think for some reason it won't work for you, or, you know, you're scared or you can't. You can do anything you put your mind to. You just got to do it and not stop.
Krista, thanks for being on The Law Entrepreneur.
Have a great day.
Well, there you have it, Law Entrepreneurs. Thanks for being with us today and with this episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors, as usual, Ruby Receptionists and Jurisdiction. Make sure you swing on by our website at thelawentrepreneur.com or visit our Facebook page or Twitter account. You can find us anywhere by just searching on The Law Entrepreneur. Also, if you'd be kind enough, I'd love it if you could go to your podcast application and leave us a rating and a review. It helps with our visibility and it helps ensure that we're there to be found when people come looking for podcasts in the legal space. So once again, thanks for being a part of today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur.